FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
Hey,
Maddie.
So we're separated today, which is interesting. So I had to go and get a COVID test yesterday, and so I'm in my room.
You're in your bedroom right now,
self-isolating.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you have like a blanket over your shoulders? What's the vibe?
No. Do I sound weird?
A little bit.
You definitely do sound weird through my headphones.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You're just going to have to put up with that one, Diva. I'm not feeling that great today. So, I mean, it is so important, right, to go and get tested if you are feeling a little bit sick. Very interesting. Yesterday, Crevo dropped me off at the drive-through testing facility at the uni. What a sight it was. A grown man without a car walking through that.
Very strange indeed.
Oh, well, we got a surprise for you after this, Maddie, so you'll just have to sit tight.
No worries, though. No worries. Kicking off the show right now, though, the last goodnight pictures of you at 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Good, Charlotte, on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. 6:09, waking up with the Novos.
That's right, Jade. You've got a surprise for Maddie, which we're all very excited about.
I do. Okay, so yesterday we had a MasterChef contestant, Reese, on the show. Sadly, he got the boot, but he's our very own here in Newcastle, and he's so nice and friendly. So yesterday, hit him up for a birthday cake on air, because I thought, why not? He's known as the cake boy. He makes these extravagant, amazing cakes. And of course, it's my birthday this week. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask for a little sneaky cake.
Like you go to the universe and the universe provides sometimes.
Exactly. So.
Very embarrassing, mind you. You trolled, the poor guy yesterday. I thought, geez, he just came on to plug his business and he has to make you a cake for your birthday.
He could have said no. But the thing is, Maddie, I pranked you yesterday afternoon. So I called you and I basically got your reaction to Reese making me this cake. Hello, Maddie.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So you're not going to believe this. You know, Reese, from MasterChef this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he contacted me and he wanted to know, like, my favourite cake and like colors and like flavor and all that sort of stuff, right? And he's gonna do a lemon and blueberry cake for me, and I'll send you a picture of what it's gonna look like.
Wow,
isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Guess how much it is.
How much?
He said it's like a $350 cake.
Wow. You know, you've used up all of your all of your good vibes now.
What do you mean?
You've got a cake and Botox. There's not much left for you to get.
Well, we've got to organise a grazing board.
Well, I might not make it for the birthday now.
Oh, you'll be there. You love a party.
I'm going to get a couple of days out of this.
What a dirty dog you are, Jade.
Sprung.
So, being jealous of the whole situation.
Yes, you jelly belly. But the thing is, Maddie, I don't know how much the cake is. That was all a stitch up. But
that was a bad stitch up. And let me just tell you right now, Jade.
Yeah.
I'm actually not going to go down this path about sick days, because I could get you back so badly right now. Fake tan.
Hey, well, enjoy. You need to rest and relax, Maddie, at home, which is what you're doing.
I actually do feel like absolute garbage, and if I was coughing around in the studio, you would not want me there.
We'd all be in masks. It wouldn't be a good vibe.
Well, I've got one here, yeah.
Exactly. One day right. Turns to a week. Turns to 2 weeks.
Who's jealous now? I'm doing the show from my bed.
Very true. Hey, next, heads or tails, the easiest way to win stuff here in Newey. We've got a family pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park. See, touch, feel, Oakvale Wildlife Park is now open. 13:10:09 if you want to play heads or tails and win that family pass next.
Are you going to do it after a check on our roads?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. New FM.
All Saints on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, 6:40.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. So up in Gladstone, the big story that went viral last week is of a man called Jimmy who was pulled over by the police doing 123 kilometres. His excuse was he was fighting a brown snake. Jackson's got some audio there just before, and he was basically just saying that it was twisting around his leg and he was speeding because he was going to the hospital. Now, you guys think he's totally telling the truth here. I think 100%. He's lying. Well, he lost his job over it yesterday, so there's like this big debate going on as to whether he actually, you know, killed the snake prior.
Well, he lost his job apparently because, like, obviously he was speeding and he was in the work car and he's...
He can't be speeding in the work car.
In the work car. So I don't think they're taking the car and firing him because they're calling him a liar. Because I just think who lies about that? And snakes do hide in the bottom of cars. And
it's a warm place, you know.
The police believed him. Like, when they pulled him over, they saw the snake and the knife and the stab wounds to the snake, and he apparently had blood all over him. It was a very messy ordeal.
And you know,
as if he was in a ute as well. So how did the snake get from the compartment where his feet are to the back of the tray?
When he killed it, he chucked it in the tray.
Yeah, that's a normal thing that you do. What do you don't want the blood of all the snakes seeping through your best carpet.
You know what I'm gathering
Hilux?
From this, Maddie? You would make the worst detective ever.
Detective Maddie's on the scene.
If I was a criminal, I'd be like, yes, I got the good one. He doesn't know what he's doing.
You finished yet?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, that was good.
Look, I'm not the only one that thinks he's lying. Because it's just too bizarre. It's too out there.
Yeah, but it's Australia. It's a, you know, it's a desert, like a dry desert work site. Of course there's a snake around.
Oh, right. Do you know what? I love how two of Newcastle's whitest people are suddenly experts on snakes in Gladstone. Please.
You know you're white too, man.
Let's not. Blame. I don't know why this is.
I don't even know why my
phone's
skin colour's a thing. Okay, you're with the Novos. They're gone.
Of course they are on our side.
100%.
Jackson, do you think he's lying or telling the truth?
Nah, man, I grew up in the bush for half my life. Like, those snakes can get anywhere. I think this dude's telling the truth.
They definitely can climb, can't they?
Yeah, they can get into strange places.
100%. Snakes get in the house, they get in the cars, they get in everything.
Also, just to close this off, if he's, like, rushing to the hospital because he thinks that it bit him, wouldn't you feel if a snake had beaten you?
Nah, it's the shock of the moment, and if you've stabbed the snake, there's blood everywhere, you're not sure if it's your blood, the snake's blood. It's you're running high on adrenaline and you just think, this definitely could be me. I'm done. I'm toast. I'm not waiting for an ambulance to arrive. I'll do 20 clicks over the limit.
Have you been bitten by a snake before?
No, I haven't. They stay away.
I've had like a little scratch from when we used to like catch the pythons to get rid of them on the farm.
Like a venomous snake? Oh,
no,
just
no,
a python.
Python, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, there you go. I'm on the unpopular side of this.
Yeah, man on an island. Hey, up next, you know when you go to a shop and you park out the front, often they've got like customer parking only.
Yeah.
This one butcher shop has had a major issue with this. Other people parking in his parking lot. So much so, his customers don't have a single spot left. He's losing heaps of business.
Oh, I'd be furious.
What's right up your alley, Jade? But yeah, I want to tell you about the ways that he's keeping customers into his store via the parking. He's gotten very tricky with this. We'll get into it next.
The No-Dos.
The weekend on 105.3 New FM. Wind and rain across Newcastle and the Hunter. 17 on the coast, 16 in Maitland and the Valley. It is the Novos.
So there's this butcher's shop up in Queensland. They're having a real drama at the moment because you know how when you go into a little parking lot for a small shop, they've got like customers only signs. A lot of people ignore those.
They do.
They just park their car and go to the shop next door or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And just leave. But this poor butcher's shop, basically, it's such a problem because there's a lot of shops along there and they're the, like one of the only car parks around. And he's basically losing customers over this because people have to park, like, often across the road or further than that, like in a Woolworths car park.
Yeah.
Which obviously has its own butcher in it. Oh. And he's losing heaps of money.
Oh, I totally get it. Because I always say, business advisor Jade coming out here.
Yeah.
If you're planning on opening a business somewhere, just anywhere, you always have to make sure you have good parking. Because people are lazy.
Yeah.
I'm put my hand up, I'm lazy, and I hate having to walk to my favourite store.
Yeah.
So he would be losing customers.
So it's like not a big car park. I think there's only about 8 to 10 spots. And yeah, he's losing heaps of money off it. So he's come up with this genius plan. Basically, if anyone like parks there who's not using his shop, he gets out of his shop, gets in his car and parks them in. And doesn't let them leave unless they spend $50 in his shop. Very cheeky.
Oh, I thought I love
it. I like
morally correct. Good thing to do.
Yeah.
Against the law, though.
Is it? It's a parking lot and like for his business, I guess technically his land.
$50, too much.
He's like, blackmailing them for sure, Maddie.
$50 is far too much to spend.
What would like, what do you reckon's reasonable?
I don't know.
Six pack of sausages.
I don't know. Maybe some signs that
he's
say
got,
that you'll get towed away.
He's got signs that say customer parking only. What more do you want?
Well, Jade, I feel like you're best
suited to talk about this.
To talk about this because
parking inspector Jade.
You see, you're a person that failed when it came to buying something with sufficient parking. Of course, your house famously has no driveway.
Mm.
So what would your advice be to the butcher that has no parking?
Well, you know what? I actually commend him on it because I was thinking about this, right? Yeah. So $50 on meat, Maddie, I know you say that's too much, but if you get a fine on Hunter Street for parking, it's about that anyway. So really,
$14 in fact.
Is it a little bit more than that? Well, he's undercharging them, really.
He should be 100.
Match the standard council fine.
You should have to do a hunt. You know those meaty butchers that do like meat packs?
Yeah.
Like $100, you get like 29 rissoles, 12 sausages. 3 minute steaks.
You know what? I almost like want to donate some orange parking cones to him so he can like bar off his car parking lot.
Just and like have, or the other way is a little boom gate. You know, you have a little person there who's going, hey, you want to, you going to buy meat?
Yeah, like Aldi has those tokens to use their trolleys. He has like a special butcher's parking token.
Yeah, and you have to buy, do an in store purchase to get through.
There you go, to get your token back.
Just hire a really big, fat security guard-style man to sit outside in the car park.
Well, that's possible as well.
He can lift the meat in from the truck for the deliveries, and he can also lift the cars out, lift the people out if they're no good.
That'd be about, what, 40, 50 grand a year, probably? Worth it.
Yeah, it's like a big 180-kilo island of man. That'll sort everything.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well,
the
there
enforcer.
You go.
The butcher's enforcer. Well, cool job title.
Definitely. We've got the news next with Hamish.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. On 13:10:09 this morning, we've got some cool prizes for you. What was your big school achievement on 13:10:09? Because Maddie, you always go on about how you made the library prefect.
Oh yeah, it goes much before that as well. So in year one,
yeah.
What year was that? 1996.
Yeah.
I was Aussie of the Month.
Oh.
I got a little badge and all on my little collar. It was great.
Yeah, and it's awesome because you light up every time we hear this story. Probably, how often do you reckon Maddie tells us he was a library prefect?
Probably about every 90 days, I reckon.
Easily.
That's a lie.
No.
Maybe more often.
We're secretly having an intervention right now. But so we thought we'd wheel this one out on 13:10:09. What was your big school achievement? This is your time to shine. If there was, you know, that 100-meter sprint that you trained for 4 years, you finally beat the girl in your class and you took out the 100 meters. You know, we want those stories. If you made school captain, maybe you got an A+. Like, it was your one and only A+.
Of course, Jade, you always talk about the fact that you were a school sports captain.
Sports captain, that's right.
That's an achievement. Yeah.
Guys, come over here. If you're wanting to get ready for this, whatever we're doing, sport-related, I was sports captain. I'll be in charge of this, all right?
Exactly. They're the stories we want. So 13:10:09, we're doing it after this.
Jimmy Eat World, the middle, 7:07 with the Novos on UFM. Alanis Morissette on 105.3 New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Time for a round of this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, it's time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics live from my bedroom. This morning's first topic is FaceTime.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, I love it.
I love it too.
Very
I think it's
handy.
Great initiative of Facebook to create this.
And Apple. It's Apple. Interesting though. You know, you know what? We've been FaceTiming this morning just so we can see each other.
Yeah.
It's quite fascinating. I don't think I'm a fan of it. And all of my friends want to FaceTime now. It's like, just text me. I don't need the visual.
It was your idea to turn on the video call.
Yeah.
You're like, it's weird. I can't see you guys.
Like, I'm feeling left out.
I'm feeling lonely.
It's a necessity for this. But in my everyday life, don't FaceTime me.
Yeah, okay, interesting. Oh, you don't want to be
really
FaceTimed
that's
anymore.
Interesting, because how long did you FaceTime me for yesterday afternoon, Matthew?
Well, it's different. Can you ever just go along with something, Jade?
That is way more fun to wind you up.
It is.
Jade, to be honest, you're one of the only people I FaceTime.
Aw, that's really sweet.
That's cute.
And you know, you know what? Here's an insight into Maddie and I's relationship.
Yeah.
We'll put the filters on. And we'll Maddie will give me a treat where he'll go through every single filter and do a different character. It's really, I love it, honestly.
But you guys have a lot of free time.
We do. Like, you know, shits and giggles aside, I love our friendship.
Get over yourself. Not all of us have so much free time. Please, stop buying and selling then. You might have some.
Nah, I'll be
next
right.
Next topic. Organising your fridge.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. I actually relish chaos in that kind of thing. I like
it. Fascinating.
Yeah, so if things are all neatly in a row, it's almost less interesting to me. I don't know. I don't like things to be ordered.
You know, the one thing I will organise in the fridge, I'll be honest,
what?
Is my eggs. I have one of those plastic egg containers, so when I buy my eggs, I'll remove them from the carton, put them into the plastic egg holder, and I'll write the use-by date? For the eggs onto my plastic container in the fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what? So Gordon Ramsay's fridge has been photographed, and he's got like 40 different bottles of water, but they're all organised into the specific brands. And I was like, who's organising their fridge that much? I mean,
that.
Let's compare fridges for a second.
Yeah.
Crevo, I think you summed yours up quite perfectly. Your fridge is chaotic.
Total
it really
chaos.
Is.
And I just like chaos in my life in certain areas.
And the fridge is one. Jake, there's not enough in your fridge to actually organise.
It's true. My fridge is basically empty.
A tub of butter and a single pea.
Exactly. Here's an insight into my fridge. So in the freezer in particular, Ben and I, so we like drinking cordial. So once we get through the cordial, we'll fill up the water.
No.
We'll fill up the 2-litre bottle of cordial with water and we'll freeze it. So we put it in the freezer to take up freezer space just so it doesn't use as much like energy to keep the fridge cool.
You've lost the plot.
Yeah.
I don't think so. So apparently, the more stuff you have in there, the less your fridge has to work to keep cool because it's stocked more with stuff.
I guess technically true.
Yeah, so we'll freeze empty bottles of... Because we don't shop much, we don't cook much.
It's
so.
Not saving much money.
Yeah, well, every cent counts. I'm frugal and I'm proud of it.
That is unbelievable, actually.
It's not even save a dollar, it's saving cents.
Maybe like 10 cents a year.
And you know what, when I retire early, I'll have the last
At 10
laugh.
Cents a year, you'll only be retiring 10 minutes early.
Jade, you might, for a whole career saving 10 cents a year, you might be lucky to get a finger bun.
Oh.
And might be lucky.
And you know what? And hopefully that's the last finger bun I eat before my death, and I'll savour every moment of it.
That's the most frugal thing I've ever heard, I think. That's actually unbelievable. My mind's blown by that.
It's 7:29. We're going to the news next with Hamish.
Stop stealing my jokes.
You're at schooling.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos.
So, guys, incident happened over the weekend with Ben and I.
What happened?
Went out for dinner and we were enjoying... we're going through a massive sushi phase at the moment. We're back on the sushi train, so to speak. And so... So we're enjoying our sushi and we got the menu and, like, we're down to, like, that last bite, that last plate. Like, what should we order? We're looking at the menu. We saw the, like, the beef barbecue skewers and we're like, oh, let's get a skewer each. So anyway, said to the lady, oh, can I please have one of these? She's like, yeah, sure. And then she yells the order out down to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then we're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. Looking at the clock ticking by.
How long did you wait, do you reckon?
I reckon we waited probably about 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and we
marinating the beef back there, getting it on the skewer.
We never got our beef skewers. And so I thought to myself, should I say something to the lady? And then
that's very unlike you.
Well, Ben saw her communicate to her husband in the kitchen. Because they were speaking a different language, and Ben's like, oh, no, she's telling him off. I think he's just put something on the fryer. We won't say anything. I think he's forgotten the order, and she was telling him off.
Yeah.
So she's just like, quick.
We just
got an extra $6.
So, hurry up.
So, you know, we waited. Still didn't come. So Ben and I left. We thought we'll just get up and leave. Pay our check, and we never got the beef skewers.
And because they calculate by the plate, don't they?
Yeah, so sushi, they never charged us. But I don't know if he had the beef skewers on or not.
He was just finishing them up as he walked out the door.
So on 13:10:09, is it right or wrong leaving a restaurant after ordering?
100% wrong, Jade.
No, I waited a good 15, 20 minutes.
It's right. I'm telling you right now, Crevo.
You've got
if
to at least
to wait
tell
25
them.
25 minutes for a couple of beef skewers. I'm leaving that joint. It's not my fault that your service is lagging.
You've got to at least tell them, like, oh, we're cancelling the beef skewers. It's been too long. You can't just leave.
Well,
they were marinating them out the back, like cutting up the beef perfectly. They saw this big radio star come in with, you know
please.
What, we've got to make these beef skewers absolutely perfect.
It was awkward.
Sushi's not a meal that you're sitting there waiting.
Yeah, and we're just tapping.
Custom order, takes a bit of time.
I disagree.
Anyway,
but
this is the debate.
Would love your help on this one. If you think it's right or wrong leaving a restaurant after ordering.
Yeah, going to get your thoughts after Benny, Super Lonely, 7:38 with the Novos on UFM.
Oh, good dodgy button.
No, slam it, Jackson.
No, it's playing. It's playing.
Oh, hold on. We need the hammer.
Let's stop this and start it again.
Okay.
Here we go. Yay!
The pain is not mine today.
No, it's mine. Thanks, mate.
I know.
Jazzy Tops of 17 on the coast, 16 for Maitland and the Valley, and windy and wet. It is the Novos on UFM.
And on 13.10.09, is it right or wrong leaving a restaurant after ordering? This is because Ben and I were at the sushi train the other night, and we got down to that last plate. We were deciding what we should eat, and we thought, oh, we'll go halves in a beef skewer each, because two come out on the little purple plate.
How adorable.
And so we pointed to the menu with a lady who was, you know, working away, rolling the sushi rolls, and she yells the order out to the kitchen. Now, he mustn't have heard, because 5 minutes goes by, 10 minutes, 15. It was about between 15, 20 minutes. I said to Ben, look, I think we should just get up and go.
And slave, dine and dash.
We just did a little secret run out the door after paying for what we did consume. But it was sort of like very awkward. I didn't know if that was the right thing to do or not.
You've done the wrong thing. Ordered food and then you've left them. Now that's wasted stock to them, and they've lost money during these hard times. How dare you?
Well, if you agree with Crevo, 13.10.09, we've got some Tim Tams to give away.
100%.
Crevo, yeah. You're such a goody two-shoes. It's actually sickening sometimes, I'm telling you.
Sorry for abiding by the law.
No, no, no. If you're at a sushi restaurant and you are waiting 25 minutes for a couple of skewers, I think, Jade, you're more within your right to walk out, because that's too long.
No. It was.
A five-star restaurant waiting for the duck breast.
Look, I'll tell you what you were supposed to do, Jade, right? You need to ask them, hey, have you started cooking the beef? If you have, how long will it be? If not, I would like to cancel. That's what you needed to do. Not just sneaking out of there like a couple of sneaks.
You've got to understand, like, I thought she'd forgotten as well.
You're
it's like
guessing,
everyone
though.
Had forgotten. So I said to Ben, we're there. And I was like, Ben, what do we do? He's like, oh, I don't know. I said, do we even acknowledge it?
He probably had to cut off the fine Wagyu beef. Massage the spices in. No wonder it took 15
minutes. Look, he was probably, kitchen hand would have been stoked. He would have gotten a free feed.
Oh, he's probably had that before.
Well,
if
he say free feed, hardly touching the sides.
And they lost a lot of money that night, all because of you.
I think we need a deciding vote.
Jackson.
Nah, I would have been out of there as well. I'm not waiting around for food. Pay attention to who's in the restaurant, right? Like,
yeah,
you're paying
fault.
Money for the food. Get it to
guys
you.
Guys are a bunch of snakes.
I love how Jade was assuming that, like, what they were talking about in Japanese as well. Like,
oh, well, yeah, must body be language that. Is a big giveaway. Big giveaway. You could see what was being said. Well, but I think. Well, we never did get those skewers.
That's deciphering from the hand gestures, or?
Yeah, there's a bit of that. Hey, next, the news that didn't make the news with Hamish. We're going to find out all those quirky little stories that ended up on the cutting room floor this morning.
The Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you peed in your milkshakes.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Yep, and he's here. Mm. He's got his rake out, raking up all the stories that fell on the floor, and we get all the best gems.
The little guillotine for all the, you know, the clips that you didn't make.
Exactly,
you know.
Right. Yeah. All right, so what have you got for us?
Slash the knife here. Okay, so NASA has started building a spacecraft that will start exploring an asteroid called Psyche by 2022. It's particularly significant because Psyche is extremely rich in precious metals. It's believed to be the core of a long-dead planet. Now, if we were to mine it, which is ultimately the aim here, it could be worth more than, get this, $10,000 quadrillion.
No.
Now, that would be enough to make every person on the planet a billionaire.
That's
probably a few times over, actually.
Let's share that wealth around, boys.
I reckon there'd be a fair bit of inflation.
Yes.
If we had that kind of money.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. If you're going to make everyone a billionaire, that makes the value of the dollar go through the floor.
Oh, that's
true. Think Germany, 1939. It would hyperinflation and make it basically valueless. So, but, you know, hopefully we'll get to this asteroid, and that's the incentive to do some sort of,
So America missions. Would really benefit from
they
that.
Do quite
America,
well out of it.
China, perhaps as well too. They're
gearing
up for it.
to the asteroid?
Well, no, because NASA is sending a probe to it. Basically, it's going to go. It's not going to actually land on it. It's going to sniff it out using a spectrometer to find out exactly what kind of metals are in it. But ultimately, it's got a nose attached to it. Basically, they're going to find out what it's comprised of. But because it was a core of a planet, it basically means it was formed under immense pressure, which basically means that it's probably full of precious metals.
Wow.
The problem is that it's around 370 million kilometres away. It's between Mars and Jupiter in the asteroid belt.
Forgive me, Hamish, because I'm not a science whiz, but when you say precious metals, which ones do we want? Which are considered precious for us here on Earth?
Not just precious metals, but it's just full of iron ore, and it's so dense. It's super dense. So it basically means that that there is a lot of it. It's about 200 kilometres wide. So just the sheer amount of metals that are in it are considered extraordinarily valuable. But also, too, when you have, you know, gold, etc., that comes from immense pressure.
Wow.
So it could be a lot of things. They don't exactly know yet, but they can make some educated guesses.
That's really cool.
Full of unobtainium.
Unobtainium.
And
that's
just quietly, what a name, Psyche.
Psyche,
yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure someone had fun naming that one.
I think so, too. Yeah,
brilliant.
Finally, too, this is one of those studies I kind of have a bit of an issue with. Okay, people who get married before the age of 21... apparently more likely to develop a drinking problem. UK study found those who marry young are at a much higher risk of binge drinking than those who marry later on in life. Now, the previous studies actually found that marriage can protect against alcohol abuse, but generally that's only true for people who marry older.
Wow.
There you go.
That's fascinating. It's so interesting that you bring that up, because we're actually about to talk about that. Oh. Is 21 too young to get engaged? Because obviously, Brooklyn Beckham, he's 21. Oh, yeah. He just got engaged to his girlfriend. And fascinating that you brought that fact to the table, because I think it is too young, personally.
If you find the love of your life, though, what are you supposed to do?
Do you think it's too young?
Speaking as a male, I think when you're a male and you're 21, you are stupid. I'm sorry. You are emotionally, you're not mature. You're ill-equipped. I mean, I'm not. That's not a generalization. That's a biological fact. You're pretty stupid when you're 21 and you're a male. So I don't know if it's necessarily. You know, I was. Jeez, I tell you what, I got some stories. You're not necessarily emotionally equipped to make such a long, lifelong decision as getting married.
Well, there
you go.
That's
my feeling. That's my feeling.
Well, if you've got any thoughts on this, 131009, is 21 too young to get engaged? We're going to chat about it after the news next with you, Hamish.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
Well, apparently we work with a bunch of prudes here because, guys, we're talking young marriages. So Brooklyn Beckham engaged to his girlfriend. He's 21 years old. She's 25. So a bit of a cougar. Jade, you're against young marriages, though.
Oh, I'm not against, anti-love. Obviously. I'm not creating a law to ban marriage at a young age. But I just think, I don't know, if my son or my daughter came to me and said, Mom, like, I'm getting married and, you know, I know I'm only 21, but I'm in love. Obviously, you're not going to stop the wedding because I'll just drive them away. But I wouldn't be happy about it because I just...
Deep down,
I'd just be like, no, I think you need to wait a little while. Just have a long and... girlfriend-boyfriend relationship for a bit, you know?
Crevo, what are your thoughts?
If you find the person you love at any age, you go for it.
But
you go get them.
When you're that young, though...
lock them down.
You grow up, you know, sometimes you grow different ways. I'm not saying it's for everyone, but look at all the divorce rates there for a long period of time from, like, our parents' years.
Jade? What a hypocritical thing for you to say, because you have been with your husband, Benny, since you were, 17 years old?
18, 19, but, you know...
Found love.
39.
Yeah, but we had our moments there for a bit, 39. Like, you know, we had... we had our breaks apart there for a bit, because, you know, we were together from a young age. Yeah, but imagine if we got married and then we got a divorce because, you know, we just... being young and making
love.
Silly decisions.
13:10:09 this morning, way in Newcastle. Is it 21 too young to get married?
Brooklyn Beckham's doing it. I think it's fine. Love is love. Jade says no. Team Jade?
I reckon just wait a little bit until you're older.
Gonna get your thoughts after Jess Mowboy, Little Things 807 with the Novos on New FM. Don't say I'm friendly. Jess Mowboy on 105.3 New FM. Waking up with the Novos.
Beckham recently engaged 21 years old, guys. Now, everyone's saying, oh, he's too young. Love is love. He's marrying his partner. She's 25. I think, you know what? And you're in love and you know and you're ready to make the commitment, age does not matter.
Look, I think it does, Matthew. And I know you called me a hypocrite just beforehand because...
Yeah, I heard Hamish in there.
Yeah, so I'm going everyone to know about this. So obviously my husband and I, Ben, we met when we were 18, 19. We have been together for, I think it's what, 16 years. But we actually didn't get married until 2 years ago. So we got married on, I think it was our 15th anniversary. So it's actually the opposite of a hypocrite because we actually waited until the right time to get married and knew that we were committed to each other, and I just think you're making more mature decisions at that age.
Here's a question for you, Jade.
Mm.
You were obviously madly in love with Benny when you met him at Domino's. Mm. Now,
he's
if he had
gotten pepperoni around and you see him there and go, yes.
If he had gotten, if he had gotten down on his knee and proposed to you at 20... I guarantee, knowing you, you would have said yes.
Yeah, because you've been having, you've had wedding magazines on subscription the entire 15 years, haven't you?
Yeah, but obviously, no. Yeah, of course I have. But and there's nothing wrong with that because for me, I've always wanted to get married. But that's, I think, you know, at my age now and waiting the time I did, I think was the right thing for us to do because, you know, we did have a couple of breaks along the way.
Yeah, but the question is, would you have said yes?
See,
at 20?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. But that's not the point. I don't know what I would have made the decision back then. I can't answer that because I'm in a different part of my life now. So I think that's a ridiculous question to be asking me because I just think, you know, the journey that we've gone from there to now, I've experienced. Like, I went traveling, I lived in Dubai, I've traveled the world. I just think there's more to life than just tying yourself down to that one person at such a young age. And the divorce rates were skyrocketing when our parents were doing it. Like, my mum had her first kid at 21. Like, so I just think, I don't know, I just think you should live your life, travel, try different things in life with jobs and whatnot. That's my decision. That's my
soapbox for a second. Crevo,
take me down.
So, I think if you find that one person who you know is perfect for you, then why not lock them down? I mean, for me, I was not ready to find, you know, my life partner at 21. I wasn't mature enough. But some people are. Some people are old souls. And they're ready to pick the person they're ready to stay with forever. They find them, why not stay with them? That's my piece.
Oh, well, there we go. We'll go to the phones, I guess.
Yeah, good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, now, 21, is it too young to be married?
Absolutely, it's too young. They have not met enough people to know if their certain one is the one yet. They've had no life experience. Way too young.
Thank you. I agree.
Can I just ask you guys something, all of you, including you, Taylor.
Yeah.
When you look at our grandparents, our parents, a lot of the time they met at a very young age. Like my grandparents, for example, were 15 when they met, and they've been married for over 70 years. Some of the longest lasting relationships started when they married so young. So why do you think marriages those days have lasted, but marriages of today don't last long at all?
Well, I mean, there has been a decrease in the divorce rate from 98 to now by 30%, but the median age has gone up by 5 years. So I think there's a trend there. But I think the grandparents' age, that they've grown up in a thing where it was survival, so it was together or nothing and on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I like that you brought science to the table.
Yeah, oh, there's heaps of science. Well, Hamish just said then getting married young. I don't know if he's still in the room there, but they did a science. Sorry, I'm hearing a lot of echo on my headphones.
That's all right. It was to do with drinking. Like, if you're married
more young, you to have drinking problems.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting.
Let's go to John.
Hey guys.
Hey, John. What are your thoughts on this? Too young?
Frankly, I'm a big believer in to each their own. If people want too young, they should be allowed to.
Thank you.
My two cents is that it's not so much the age, but the experience with that person. At 21, you've only really been adults together for a total of 3 years. I got married at 25, having only been with that woman for 3 years. And a lot of the stuff that I was really in love with about her that I thought was a perfect compatibility actually turned out to be character traits of a personality disorder that came out later in our relationship.
Wow.
And caused a lot of grief.
Shit, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
More so than the age thing, I think that for a lot of people, they should consider how long they've been together as mature adults before they make that sort of commitment.
That's a good point.
Very interesting.
I hope everything's worked out for you, John, and you're
like you've been through a bit.
Yeah.
It's been a bit, but it's been good too.
How old are you now, John?
So I got my numbers wrong a minute ago. I got married at 23. I'm 25 now.
Right. So you actually haven't been apart for all that long.
We formally separated in January.
Right.
And she's looking to get the paperwork going a year after that when we can.
That's sad, because you know what, you do feel very deeply when you're in your mid-20s, you know, early 20s, you do feel everything a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not been easy, but I gotta say, I feel like I've done the right things. Psychology, get the help you need, that sort of thing, yeah. And if anybody's listening, do not shy away from psychology. I'm doing pretty good now.
Oh, good to hear, man.
And thank you for calling and sharing your story with us. That's very kind. We appreciate it. And
to
brave.
Share that sort
Let's
of thing.
Give John some wine.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Thank you, John. Thanks for your calls. Interesting. A couple of good comments on the Facebook meme as well. There's one couple, she says, age doesn't matter. She's 43. Her partner's 22. They got married.
Wow.
It's a fascinating one, isn't it?
Sometimes, yeah. It's all about the real love.
Oh, please. Jackson,
yes.
Latest with you with What's the Goss?
Yeah, a bit of a tragic night over the last couple of hours in Hollywood, so I'll update you on everything that's happening there. Also, to an Australian star evading quarantine, which is interesting. Ooh, all
naughty.
The details
naughty
next. Girl.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Ken, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Jackson is here. What do you got for us?
Really tragic 24 hours in Hollywood. So, of course, last night the news broke that Kelly Preston, of course, the wife of John Travolta, sadly passed away at 57. A very private battle with breast cancer. This breaks
that was
my heart.
So shocking, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sort of just came out of nowhere.
I think that's it. Why it was so shocking is that no one knew. Mm. And it was just a big. It was just wow.
Yep, you know what? I have no words. It's actually incredibly sad. Also, to the search for Naya Rivera, who, of course, was in Glee, came to an end. They found her body in Lake Piru. Leah Michelle's since deleted her Twitter account.
Has she?
Yeah, she's been subject to trials because, of course, in the filming process of Glee, they notoriously did not get along. But do you know what? Not the time to troll somebody. Regardless of what's happened in a situation, do you know what I mean? This is a time where you're supposed to spread a bit of love. It's not... don't use your platforms to send hate out into the world.
Well, she's probably done the right thing by deleting a Twitter account now, and she's probably doing a lot of soul-searching.
Yeah.
Has Leah Michelle came out with a statement regarding the situation?
No, well, that's why she's being trolled, because they're saying she shouldn't have stayed quiet. But I think after all of the bullying allegations from the Glee set and stuff like that, she probably just didn't feel like it was the right time to talk about the situation and jump on board.
She's not obligated to...
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
And you know what? People deal with this sort of thing in differently ways. It's a very odd scenario to find yourself in. So, I don't know, if you've got the eyes of the world on you, I guess you're a little bit cautious of speaking out. So, I get it. I just want to say, don't troll people online.
Yeah.
It's not good. Moving on to Australian quarantine, because one celebrity is evading it. She's heading to her Gold Coast mansion for the next 2 weeks, and it's Dannii Minogue.
Look, I...
How does she get out of
this? Yeah.
Well, she's been granted an exemption with a doctor's certificate. The reason why hasn't been stated, but the government has said, yep, no, that's fine. She will be subject to mandatory COVID testing and no one's allowed in or out. But, yeah, her and her son off to her big pad on the Gold Coast.
Totally unfair.
That's unfair because what's the difference if any of us in this team, you know, came back?
Like, if you... similar celebrity, like level of celebrity, you know, and you wouldn't get an exemption, would you?
Well, no, but that's what I mean. Like, no one's getting an exemption, so why should they?
Totally
true. She has a doctor's note.
Well, so then everyone could get a doctor's note
now.
She's been
listening to this show and listen to when you used to get out of PE, Maddie, and go, there's an idea. I've got a bung knee.
That bung knee. It's really sore.
You and Dannii Minogue have more in common than you thought.
Please. Your failing career.
Your star is on the rise, Maddie. Your star is on the rise.
Funny. Oh, well, thanks for that, Jackson.
Very interesting.
No worries, fam.
News time with Hamish coming up next here at UFM is 8:29. Good morning.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos. Massive thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe this morning for hooking us up with the coffees. As always, we love their coffee and it just makes our day better.
It's so good. And Maddie, your morning just hasn't been the same because obviously you're working from home and you missed out on your coffee from Benny and Carl this morning.
No coffee today. Don't be sad. It's all right. Everything will be okay.
I actually feel so much better for not having coffee, to be honest. I am, like, I'm a bit chesty and stuff. I've had no smokes either, so I'm surprisingly calm.
You're detoxing.
All the toxins.
I will never detox from caffeine. I love it so much. So get around it. Happy Mobile Cafe.
.com.au if you want to get them to your business. Definitely the coffee you want.
Now, speaking of obviously feeling a bit sick, I'm at home broadcasting from my bedroom today because I had to get a test for COVID yesterday. It's such an inconvenience, but it's such a necessity. So I woke up yesterday, I had a bit of a runny nose, and I was, like I said, a little bit chesty. I've got to tell you about the embarrassing experience, though, of me getting tested for COVID yesterday. Next.
Yeah, it's awesome. Up to Sam Smith to die for. 8:37 with the Novos on UFM. Sam Smith on 105.3 New FM, 17 on the coast, 16 in Maitland and the Valley, wet and rainy as well.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. So, guys, yesterday I had to leave work in a dramatic exit because I was tested for COVID-19, runny nose, bit of a, like, chesty cough. So I thought, you know, you've got to do the right thing here. So very fascinating experience yesterday. Crevo, your partner Emmy was recently tested for COVID. And they've got a little drive-through testing clinic down at the uni.
That's right.
Very convenient. I was so embarrassed yesterday, and do you know what? This was a real turning point in my life, I feel. There I am, you've dropped me off, Crevo, at the testing clinic. Obviously, I don't drive, so I can't drive through to get tested.
So do you do that thing where, like, people have done it of a skit where they have, like, a cardboard car? And that, you know, when they go to the drive-thru at, like, McDonald's, like, beep, beep, this is a car, I promise.
Yeah, you're like that, sorry, Matty, but that loser that tries to get through, walking through Macca's drive-thru, trying to get a COVID test.
all you driving folk out there.
So everyone.
You take this for granted, like the embarrassment that us non-driving folk go through. So here I am, right? Creva, you did me a favour and you called the COVID clinic up prior. And we asked them, can you just walk up?
Yeah.
So there I am. There's four lanes and there's like security guards when you first go to the clinic in the car park. And they've got their masks on and they're, you know, looking all suspicious. And they're like, yeah, mate, can we help you? I'm like, yeah, I've got a 12 o'clock for my test. And they go, where's your car? Well, as you can see, I don't have a car. I did blame it on you guys. I was like, look, I've basically been treated like a leper at work. Nobody would drive me. So they're like, well, this is a drive-through clinic, not a walk-through clinic. And embarrassment begun. I'm like, oh, okay, look. I rang up and they said it was fine. So we went and asked his boss and they're like, look, yeah, they obviously felt sorry for me, took pity.
On the poor boy.
They took me off to the side.
Oh,
and there I am with a mask, all the cars driving past me, and then when they finally waved me over, I thought, I've got to make light of this situation somehow. So, you know, when you might be like a teenager, 18, 19, you're out with your friends, had a few drinks, and you pretend to go through the Macca's drive-thru?
Yeah.
I even did the action. I'm like, oh, look, here I am. I was like, yeah, but you don't see this every day.
You held your hands up like you have a steering wheel?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Maddie.
So embarrassed. Even more awkward when it came to leaving.
You can't speed away.
I got lost in the uni. As I walked through all the garden. Again.
Get your license, Maddie.
This is a real, real epiphany moment.
Oh. You need to have it. This is like...
How mortifying.
The crunch time has come.
They were very lovely, but you know when you can just feel the vibe when somebody's laughing behind your back?
Yeah.
I feel like when I was walking away.
Gone, Crevo, why didn't you film it? Just hide in the bushes behind in your car and film it. God, I wish I had footage. We should hit up the university for the CCTV footage.
You know, it's so embarrassing, though, honestly. When I left, I had no way of getting home because I felt I had a mask on and, you know, everybody's looking at you. So there I am, lost in Callaghan. I just couldn't get out. I ended up getting on a bus and I'm like, look, I've got the mask. I'm you know, it's fine.
Wow. What a great story. That's amazing. Made my week. It's only Tuesday. You can't beat that.
I love that you laugh at my misfortune, Jade.
Oh, well, it's self-inflicted misfortune.
What, getting sick?
Getting your license. You're fully capable. So no self-pity there. Well, no pity from me.
Yeah. Good stuff. Sums up my morning yesterday.
And we are giving you the chance to win after this. We're playing Heads or Tails on 131009. You can get your hands on a family pass to the Hunter Valley Zoo.
New beauty.
It's your chance to play and win straight after this. Yeah. It's 8:45.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
The school holidays are here.
And we want you to rediscover the Hunter.
Time to play. The Novos, Heads or Tails.
That's right. We're giving you the chance to win a family pass to the Hunter Valley Zoo. The Hunter Valley Zoo is open every day of the school holidays and it really is a great day out for kids and adults. It's awesome when you get to look at a wild animal.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I love a trip to the zoo. I haven't been to the Hunter Valley Zoo, though, yet.
But anyway, we're joined.
I actually went out there the other day doing extracurricular activities to pick up the tickets for this. It's a very nice facility, very large and quite convenient.
You've been out there, have you?
Yeah, not inside.
Free trip to the zoo.
They don't let let crazed monkeys in.
Oh, there's no need for that, is there?
But we're joined by, I believe it's Karen. How are you?
Corinne.
Hey, Corinne. Sorry, I can't read.
That's all right.
No. I failed. How's your morning been so far, Corinne?
Yeah, pretty good. Just at work.
Oh, awesome. Are you the boss?
No.
Oh, you're making a sneaky call underneath the desk?
No, I'm out in my car. I'm a community nurse.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're doing great work. How's everything been for you with COVID-19?
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, let's win you a prize.
Awesome. All let's right. do it.
Choose heads or tails?
I'm going to go with tails.
Okay. Here we go.
Let's go.
Correct.
Yep.
You're going to the Hunter Valley Zoo.
You're guilty.
Thank you.
How good's that?
Yay.
What's your favourite zoo animal?
My little girls love seeing the tigers out there.
Oh, they're always good.
What's your favourite animal, Corinne?
The camels.
Camels.
The camels?
Yeah, why not?
Camel. I hate when camels
nothing like
get
a good hum.
They spit at you.
Yeah, sometimes.
I've never been spat at by a camel.
Neither.
And it's a thing.
It's a Maddie thing.
That did that. Look it up, guys. Congrats, Corinne. Well, there we go, guys.
You're welcome, Corinne.
That's well, a wrap on today.
Oh, Maddie, you know what, guys? I'm proud of us. We got through the show with Maddie working from his bedroom today. It's been great. So you'll get your COVID-19 test results today.
Hopefully.
Should be. They're pretty quick on them now.
Yeah, well, apologies.
I may have just given them the wrong number so I can get another day off work, according to you guys.
Yeah, your SIM card's not working, is it?
No, I want to come home. I want to come back to the to the stage.
I want
to
come home.
I want to come home.
I want to come home.
Oh,
welcome home, Maddie.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's been good, guys. Good work. Jackson's been in the room with us today.
Smashing
How'd
it on
you
the
cope?
Button.
Oh, yeah, it's been all right. It's always interesting coming
down
here.
You guys are a bit full on, but I'm handling
a lot
it.
More full on to the nobodies that are in my studio. But, it's always good.
You did a great job.
But stick around because we have 105 minutes commercial.
Yeah, 105. The Choir Boys, Guy Sebastian, some Taylor Swift as well, which you'll love, Jade. It's all awesome. Coming up.
Swifty, I reckon she's going to be engaged after COVID-19.
Oh, do you reckon?
I think so.
Nah, no men sticking around with her. She's too much high maintenance.
Yeah, she's got another album to release, also, so she'll be breaking up soon.
Guys, just before we go, just a quick reminder, the competition on our podcast is still running. So if you go to Apple Podcasts and you rate us 5 stars, do a little screenshot, send it to us to prove that you did, give us 5 stars, you go in the draw to win a $50 Westfield gift card or $50 Officeworks voucher.
Amazing.
It's our own little competition. Search The Novos on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Easy as that.
Awesome.
Very good. All right, that's it.
See you, everyone.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.